Give us this bread always. The crowd said to Jesus, Sir, give us this bread always. And our Lord introduces himself and says, I am that bread. I am the bread of life. My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel reading for today, or the gospel readings for the entire week, is taken from chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. And chapter 6 of the Gospel of John is known as the Discourse on the Bread of Life. I'll give you a little assignment. If you have time today or any time this week, read the whole chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. That is his long lecture, his long conference on the bread of life. Jesus reveals himself to be the bread of life. And he said to the crowd, From now on, I will give you this bread. And the people said, Yes, sir, from now on, give us this bread. From now on. And what is the meaning of that expression, from now on? The phrase, from now on, pantote, simply means always. Sir, give us this bread from now on. Give us this bread always. Give us a continual supply of this bread, a lifetime supply of this bread, unlimited, unending, endless, everlasting, non-stop supply of bread, 24/7, 365 days a year, uninterruptedly, all the time. Give us this bread always. My dear brothers and sisters, in the same gospel, the Lord says, He who comes to me will never be hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. That is why the sacrament of the Eucharist that we celebrate every day is the only sacrament among the seven sacraments that we can receive every single day. You cannot receive, we do not receive the six other sacraments every day. You do not get baptized every day. You do not get confirmed every day. You do not get married every day. I do not get ordained every day. I do not go to confession every day. You do not receive the anointing of the sick every day. But there is one sacrament, the sacrament of the Eucharist, that you and I can receive every single day, 24/7, 365 days a year. The sad thing, my dear brothers and sisters, is that there are still Catholics who go to church only three times during their lifetime. I remember this is a joke coming from our teacher in Christology in Tagaytay when we were seminarians. Our teacher in Christology, study of Christ, Christology, he said to us, there are Catholics who enter the church only three times during their lifetime. The first time is when they are hatch, baptism. The second time is when they are match, wedding, matrimony. And the third and last time is when they are dispatch, funeral. Hatch, match, and dispatch. My dear brothers and sisters, my vocation to the priesthood started with falling in love with the Eucharist. I was a sacristan. I was an altar server in my little home parish of Nauhan, Oriental Mindoro. I loved going to church. My family, my parents, our parents, and all of us siblings, we would go to church together on Sunday. And I remember when I was in high school here at Letran, here in Intramuros, there was nobody who taught me and who convinced me to go to Mass every day. I was a daily church goer at Letran. I was a daily communicant at Letran. The Eucharist, my dear brothers and sisters, unites heaven and earth. the Eucharist embraces and permeates all creation. My vocation to the priesthood and the religious missionary life is started with my falling in love with the Eucharist. At one time, while attending Mass at our high school chapel in Letran, I asked myself, how would it feel if I were the one presiding at the celebration of the Eucharist throughout the rest of my life? And the rest is history. Next year, by the grace of God, 2025, I will be a 40-year-old priest. I will be celebrating next year my Ruby anniversary as a priest. In the SVD, it is part of our tradition that every class selects a class devotion from among the many devotions of our founder, Saint Arnold Jansen. What are the different devotions of Arnold Jansen? Holy Spirit, Holy Eucharist, Blessed Trinity, Divine Word, Sacred Heart, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, including the other devotions of the SVD, to Saint Joseph, to the Holy Souls, to the Holy Angels, and our other patrons. And every class, when we were in Tagaytay, I remember as novices, when we were in Tagaytay, we were instructed by the novice master, you have to select a class devotion from among the devotions of Saint Arnold Jansen. You have to pray it every day. You have to pray it individually and as a class from the novitiate until we were ordained in 1985. And my class of 1977 novitiate chose the Eucharist as our class devotion. That is why our class name is Eucharistia, which means Thanksgiving. My dear brothers and sisters, when we were ordained priests some 39 years ago, we had an estampita distributed to our guests. The estampita contains the following reflection about the Eucharist, describing the real meaning of the Eucharist as presence, as sharing, and as self-giving. I had to look for my old stampita from my old files, and this is how it goes. Let me read what is written on the estampita. He took bread. From the many choices, God deemed me the best. From the many possibilities, He chose me. From the many unworthy, He singled me out the most worthy. From the many lost, He sought and picked me out. Such is the paradox of choice, for the human a privilege, for the divine a right. He blessed the bread, once aimless, now purposive, once insignificant, now made important, once indifferent, now involved. Such is the miracle of blessing, for the human a necessity, but for the divine generosity. And He broke the bread. With every trial, God weighs me down. With every problem, He crushes me. With every suffering, He bruises me. With every pain, He breaks me. Such is the mystery of breaking. For the human, a guarantee of glorification. And for the divine, an assurance of salvation. And finally, it says, He gave bread. By being chosen, I am blessed. By being blessed, I will be broken. By being broken, I am given. By being given, I will be shared. Such is the beauty of giving. For the human recipient, an unconditional response. For the divine giver, a total self-giving. My dear friends, the Eucharist, the daily Mass, has been my source of strength. And for many of you, this is your source of strength and inspiration to persevere in life, to persevere in the priesthood, in my case, until I die. We challenge the seminarians. I challenge the seminarians here. If you are serious with your vocation, fall in love with the Eucharist. Fall in love with the Eucharist. There is no priest without the Eucharist. There is no Eucharist without the priest. Amen.